This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Do we have Dean? No Dean. Okay, so we don't have Dean. So let's just go ahead and wing it then, shall we? I always like it when I get to wing it a little bit. The other day, the president did a I really found this interesting simply because I was like, this, you know, now he's just yanking their chain. The leftists were all a Twitter about a tweet that Trump sent out early on Thursday. In it, after attacking voting by mail, he suggested it might be a good idea to delay the election until people can vote in person. And the left, predictably, was outraged and poured out pixels explaining why this wasn't possible. They probably still don't realize that they're being played, and this was just, this just made Trump's case for him about getting voters into booths on November the 3rd. Why would they be so upset about him merely talking about it? One of the things reflexively oppositional people don't realize is that they're incredibly easy to manipulate. Someone who invariably says no is just as much a puppet as the easily controlled person who always says yes. So if you say not X every time I say X, if I want you to fall in line, I just start by saying not X. This was the principle that Bugs Bunny used to use on Daffy Duck, telling Elmer Fudd which one of them to shoot. This is back when Elmer could still be armed. So with this principle in mind, let's talk for just a second about what Trump did. Starting point is that the Democrats are worried they can't win. Polls don't mean nothing. They know that. Polls are primarily to try to... The polls are an information operation to get you to think that Biden's going to win. Except those of you who were alive in 2016 and voted in 2016 know exactly how that worked out. All these polls are heavily weighted in the favor of the Democrats, and they poll nationally rather than state by state, thereby ignoring the Electoral College, and they ask anybody for an opinion instead of asking registered or likely voters. The savvy Democrats are warning the other Democrats against trusting the polls. Then you got the presumptive nominee. Biden is a problem. Putting aside his fondness for segregationists in the 1970s, as well as his being behind imprisoning more black men than any president since the Confederacy, he's decompensating by the minute. Voters are not very interested in him. So what do, if you can't win honestly, what do if you have no moral principle, and what do if your only goal is power? Well, you cheat. In a system with traditional voting, with people showing up at polling places and in many states having to show ID, fraud is, for lack of a better word, hard to do. For the Democrats, therefore, the Wuhan virus has offered a wonderful opportunity to mandate that in-person voting be banned in America. This is why this has to continue on. This is why masks come and go. This is why social distancing is 6 feet or 20 feet or whatever it is. They're trying to make it so hard for us to be in one place that it would be very, very difficult to actually pull off something like voting. So, instead, some Democrats are proposing the state should mail ballots to everyone who has a driver's license, including presumably all of those illegal aliens in the 15 states that give them licenses, and all those places where, who Democrats insist don't know how to obtain ID to show at polling places. Then the Democrats promise everybody who's a registered voter and is not committing fraud will dutifully mail the ballots back. This coming from the party that developed ballot harvesting, for example. The opportunities for fraud know no bounds. Leftists insist that there's no fraud. You can easily find the cities because the search engines front load them. But reality says the opposite. In New York, a month after the primaries, a huge number of legitimately obtained absentee ballots has meant there's still no winner. In the last four elections alone, 28 million mail-in ballots went wandering and then were lost forever. Aren't we supposed to be worried about disenfranchising all these voters? So what does Trump do? Well, he thinks out loud, then he thinks about that for a minute and thinks about how that sounds. He's like, yeah, they'll fall for this one. So he sends out a tweet worrying about the risks of mail-in elections and suggests that the election be delayed until the virus fears are gone. Which, in any other instance, in any other process, this would be okay. We've canceled football season and baseball season and basketball season, and except in China. For us that are in the gun industry right now, we've had the NRA annual meeting canceled. We've had the gun rights policy conferences canceled. I'm waiting to see if something happens with SHOT Show, although SHOT Show, they say they're going to have SHOT Show. But anyway, the president put this out. With universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote? Now, he's not saying that as a statement. The question marks indicate he's asking a question. Of course, since the left is totally reactive to everything he says, and he's completely in their heads, they don't see the question marks. Within seconds, the media was insisting the election must go forward as planned, and their hysteria alerts non-political junkies that this is an issue. These voters don't want to be disenfranchised in an important election, right? Trump bets they're going to say, well, if I can go to Walmart to buy potatoes, I can go to my polling place to vote. As Trump later explained, he said, glad I was able to get the very dishonest lamestream media to finally start talking about the risks to our democracy from dangerous universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which I totally support. Must know election results on the night of the election, not days, months, or even years later. See, this is what it's all about. All of this protraction that's going on right now. All of this trying. It actually plays in the same way. See, we got to keep on having COVID-19. See, on the one hand, you got Trump out there saying, I've got a vaccine coming out, and if you want it, I'm going to have the military out there. We're going to get it out there really quick. If you want it, notice it's not mandated. Now, once it's out there, people who don't take it, you don't get to be afraid no more. Sorry. But anyway. And at the same time, you got Fauci out there saying, well, we're not going to see a vaccine till sometime next year. Oh, how opportune is that there, Dennis? Whatever his name is. Kenneth. Masked man. So, you got the COVID-19 thing happening. At the same time, which is going to make it hard to vote. But at the same time, we got to vote because we've got so much violence and so much chaos going on. We got to vote. We got to get on track. We got to decide our course. Which, you know, what they're saying is basically, we've got a national emergency going on, which I don't know what constitutionally, what there is out there where could a sitting president say, well, there's a national emergency, we got no time to do a transfer of power, this is going to have to wait. Which, hey, I'm waiting for that to be the next big thing. But we're going to see. We're definitely going to see. Now, but in the meantime, to go back to my Looney Tunes comparison, just think of it this way. The fake stream legacy media, they are Daffy Duck. And our president, well, he's Bugs Bunny squared. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Still no Dean? We'll be right back. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. We are talking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about this deputy-involved shooting in Michigan. How are they? Are they trained to go backwards when an officer is being accosted like that? When somebody's coming at him, are they trained to be going backwards? I know a lot of them seem to be sort of reluctant to do this because they're afraid of what's coming after that.
Yeah, the it's not at all. I don't know if it's universal. I know that Dennis Tueller, who invented the Tueller drill,
yes, sir,
in a training video, and I've read his articles and watched videos. In a training video, he talks about the advantages and disadvantages of going backwards. And so he doesn't completely dismiss it, but he says, you know, there are problems that can result. You can trip, you can go down, but on the other hand, you're increasing the distance. And I recall a situation that another shooting, this one was in the Philippines, and what happened is that there the officer had a, I think it was a six-shot revolver. My recollection is vaguely, was sort of, you know, either a Smith K-frame or a clone of one. And he was trying to retreat from this very aggressive attacker, who I believe had two edged weapons. And he was retreating pretty rapidly backwards, sort of like turned and half backwards, ran away, and he didn't fall. But he wasn't retreating. He was shooting as he was retreating, and the attacker caught up with him and killed him. And I know that I and my brother were looking at that. This was probably 20 years ago or more. Yeah, probably 30. But we were thinking, well, you know, how effective is it? So we did some testing where we'd set up targets, and instead of having the targets run at us, you couldn't do that very easily. But we'd run past the target, and as we were running past the target, we were trying to fire at the target to see if we could make hits. And we were hitting pretty regularly. So it's not impossible to do. And the idea was that if you could get a couple of bullets into an attacker and you were able to have enough space to move, you could probably keep ahead of them long enough until they slowed down from the impact or the effects of the bullet, and then you'd be able to escape the attack. And then, of course, the Philippines have the notorious history of the Moros using edged weapons against our troops in the Philippines, and about 1900 or so. And that some people claim that that's why the 45 ACP round was adopted, because the 38 long Colt that was issued at the time didn't have enough stopping power. But I don't think that's an accurate assessment. And the reason is because they also had the 30-40 Krag. And a 30-40 Krag military load is it's pretty close to a 308. Maybe just a little less, not a heck of a lot. And these attackers would be shot with 30-40 Krags multiple times, and they'd reach people and kill or injure them as well. So, 30-40 Krag has a lot more stopping power than a 38 or even a 45, in my opinion.
Right.
But what they did have is, and I forget the name of the drug, but they had some local drug that they would get hopped up on before they would attack.
The Moro tribesmen would, yeah.
And we see the same thing happening in today's scenarios, particularly with methamphetamine. People on meth just show amazing abilities to take punishment and to keep functioning until their body just can't do it anymore.
Yeah,
we don't know.
I don't remember what the Moro tribesmen were purportedly on. I just remember reading that they were on something, and that was the folklore behind why the 45 ACP came out. Was because the Moro tribesmen were stoned, and they were coming at them and just taking those shots from the they would laugh at the 38 special. Ha! You throw that at me, watch what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I also recall, I think it was a famous explorer. He was the iconic one of the people that was a prototype for Indiana Jones, and Ray Chapman Andrews.
Right.
And if my recollection is correct, he was in the Philippines about the time that this was happening. Gosh, you know, I could be wrong because it could be another famous American. But in any case, he was attacked on the street and had apparently a .38 revolver and stopped the attack with a shot to the head because the shots to the chest weren't working. So.
Well, it's not nearly as bad as what happened during the Boxer Rebellion, I guess, right? So at least there wasn't a bunch of lies being told about that one.
The Philippines. Well, now there are.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Now it's a fable, but for those that don't know what I'm talking about, during the Boxer Rebellion, the Kung Fu masters of China would tell their students that bullets would have no effect on them, and they would fire blanks at them and show them that they could fight, and then they would be fighting people that were armed, and they got mowed down. It was a very short.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very short rebellion, that one.
Well, and we had the similar things in the the Ghost Dancers.
Yeah.
And I think too that the Battle of Adobe Wells, one of the Indian warriors, one of the leaders, had said, "I've had this dream. Bullets will have no effect on us." Well, and then he got hit at a very long range. Or his horse got hit. In either way, it disabused the warriors that they were invincible to bullets.
Sure. That's got to be demoralizing, don't you know? I mean, it's just demoralizing to realize that. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. I want to talk about what's still going on in Portland, what's still probably going on in various places, and just get your take on it when we get back. And for those of you that like what Dean writes about, you like what he talks about here, well, he's got a good half portion of his overall body of work residing and waiting for you at amoland.com, although his stuff is all over the place. I guess what we need to do is, if everybody wants to go out there and read the first 1,500... and then get us, show us where you checked all those out. Then we'll find the others. We'll find those for you as well. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Yeah, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Florida meeting with sheriffs. Now, before leaving for Florida, President Trump defended the placement of federal law enforcement agents in Portland. The president telling reporters the agents saved the federal courthouse there.
The courthouse has been in very good shape. They're not an offensive team. They're a defensive team. They're not allowed to be offensive, unfortunately.
The president also commenting on the recent death of Herman Cain.
By everybody, he was loved by everybody, and we will miss Herman Cain.
New unsealed court records from an accuser against deceased sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and his alleged right-hand woman Ghislaine Maxwell reveal claims that former President Bill Clinton was on Epstein's private island despite his claims to the contrary. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Milwaukee Brewers home opener versus the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday was canceled due to members of the St. Louis Cardinals team coming down with COVID-19. This, followed by the Miami Marlins, has Major League Baseball searching for answers. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says teams are welcome to come to New York.
New York State has a full Department of Health protocol system in place. We have a testing system in place. I offer to Major League Baseball, if you're having problems playing in other states, come play here.
At least one team has taken the governor up on his offer, as the Toronto Blue Jays are now playing their home games in Buffalo. Hurricane watches are now in effect along Florida's east coast as a Category 1 storm approaches the Bahamas. Hurricane Isaias is less than 300 miles southeast of Nassau in the Bahamas and picking up steam. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. And so I don't think you've read. Are you going to write about any of this stuff that's going on in the country right now? It's probably pretty hard to keep
up
with, isn't it?
I wrote about the shooting at the in Seattle.
Right.
Where that those two black teenagers were one killed, and I don't know if the other, apparently he is on the road to recovery. I haven't heard that he died, the 14-year-old in that shooting at the, whatever they wanted to finally call the zone, CHOP or CHAZ or whatever in Seattle.
Right.
That's what I have written about him so far. What's your question? I'll be happy to try and give you my opinion on it.
Well, I mean, you know, Portland is still going on. Portland is still, and the mayor of Portland, I talked about this earlier. He jumped all over the Department of Homeland Security. And I don't know exactly why they went out and stopped some kid who was beaten on their door with a hammer.
Right.
And he'd already gotten on them for not taking care of the graffiti on their building. So I guess they were like, well, we better take care of this or Ted's going to be mad.
I find Mayor Wheeler to essentially be a joke in this situation. He doesn't seem to want to do anything effective.
Right.
But I have to look at it in a larger context. I don't think that he is seeing the safety of the residents of his city as the primary concern. His actions make more sense to me in a national context where he is trying to discredit somehow, anyway, any possibility of discrediting President Trump in order to hope to win the national election. And
right.
I just think that his politics are aimed more at the national election and perhaps out of some fear of the rioters and the agitators and activists there in Portland than they are with any concern for his constituents. Well, some of his constituents are the rioters and agitators and activists. And he may see them as a more important constituency than anyone else.
Whatever it is, I think you're probably right with the first one, thinking that this is an attempt to discredit Trump. Although Wheeler, at one point, was both the mayor and the police chief, because he was constantly having them stand down, wasn't he?
You know, I think that is correct, but I don't recall exactly. Wordage, but it's a common thing we have been seeing in these leftist-dominated cities that they have ordered the police to stand down. And in Seattle, in Portland, in Minneapolis, in New York, Atlanta, I think in all of those cases that the civilian leadership in the cities has essentially told the police not to proactively stop the violence. That's my recollection.
Yeah.
Now, it's possible that I might be off in one of those cases, but that's what I recall. And again, it seems to be this calculated policy to attempt to create disorder and chaos, or to foment it, in order to discredit President Trump. I mean, it seems a silly policy on its face, because you're in charge of the city, President Trump isn't, and yet you countenance burning down parts of the city, destroying businesses, causing vast disruption and even violence and killing as a national policy in order to discredit a president. I mean, but your own citizens are getting hurt mostly by this violence and chaos. But if you are secure in your knowledge that your ideology is so strong in that city that you will not be attacked ideologically for those decisions, because people will see it as legitimate, I guess it's what seems to be happening. I think that there are overwhelming numbers of people that, even if they voted Democrat, just will not tolerate long-term violence in their cities because it disrupts everybody's life. I mean, it's just the very essence of civilization is that you have some form of law and order. Even the most tyrannical regimes traditionally create order, because order, out of order comes prosperity, and even the most tyrannical regimes, you know, want enough prosperity so that they can reap the benefits of taxation or theft or plunder or whatever. But if you just have chaos, you end up like Venezuela, where there's no prosperity and, you know, the money stream. Venezuela is one of the richest countries in the world because of their oil, and yet they having a hard time paying their public servants and feeding their people because they've had so much chaos and disruption.
Well,
so usually regimes like that don't last very long.
Looking at the numbers, now they're estimating there's 10 million new gun owners. And without knowing where they are and, you know, why they bought guns. And we don't know how many just regular people that just are trying to exist in Portland or Seattle. We don't know how many of them have been affected or hurt, or, you know, we know that some of them have been murdered because that makes the news, but the rest of that doesn't make the news for the most part. And I'm waiting to see what these next series of elections hold for some of these municipalities, because I hate to tell them this, but if there's any systemic racism going on, it's all Democrat in nature.
Well, that's how it appears to me, but the human mind is very capable of self-delusion, and so I'm not willing to say that all 10 million new gun owners are going to vote their interest, their Second Amendment interest, but historically we've seen that if governments are seen not to be able to keep order, people will replace them. And that's partly what happened in the Weimar Republic, to use the overused Nazi analogy, is that the Weimar Republic could not maintain order. There was fighting in the streets, and the faction that came out on top happened to be the Nazis. It could have easily have been the people who call themselves Antifa now, because right. they originated in that street fighting in Germany as one of the factions. But it wasn't. I mean, you can't change reality, and it wasn't. But in the Soviet Union, it was a different leftist group other than National Socialists. It was the Bolsheviks that came out on top. Really, they come from the same, very similar ideological roots. Both of them believe in control by the government of the means of production and totalitarian control over the population. So Hitler, before 1936, well, maybe 35,
I'll tell you what,
was considered
hang on to that
leftist.
Hang on to that thought. Hang on to that thought. And when we get back, we'll continue that and finish that thought pattern. And for those of you that are looking for stuff to read over the weekend that will give you something, some insight into the culture, check out Dean's stuff at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984.
800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. And we've been talking to Dean Weingarten. And I want to ask you about this. I've never asked you about this kind of stuff, too. How much credence do you give polls?
Well, not much. Polls are a tool that can be useful if you know all the questions and how they were formulated and if they're done properly. But just the numbers you hear from polls don't mean much because we don't know exactly what questions were asked. We don't know exactly the makeup of the people who are answering the questions. And there's just too many variables. And we do know that a lot of polls are used as a tool to form public opinion rather than to inform public opinion.
Right.
And I did hear someone who had studied elections and had a very good track record. The scientist has been on a number of shows, I believe, and I think he correctly predicted 24 of the last 26, or his formula, his model does, 24 of the 26 elections, or maybe it's 18 out of the last 20. I'm not sure if I have the exact numbers, but he's done a very good job. And he said that if you look at the last 18, and I'm not sure why he picked that number, elections, federal presidential elections, that polls taken at in July correctly predicted the winner in a half the time. In other words, they were just like flipping a coin.
Right.
So at today, given in July, polls don't mean much. They may give you some indication. If you're a professional pollster and somebody is commissioning a poll to find out specific information, I think they can be useful tools. But those are exactly the kind of polls we are least likely to see. That information is valuable and it's going to be held close to the vest.
I keep seeing that, like, I was on Fox News, and they're saying that there's no way, that they've figured it out now, there's no way the Republicans can win the House. There's 20 races that are going to go towards the Democrats. The House, the Republicans need to pick up 18 seats, which that all seems really convenient to me.
It is, and I know that I studied the politics a bit back before 1994. And the political scientists coming up to 1994 elections all said it is impossible that the Republicans will ever have a majority in the House ever again. It just can't happen. The demographics are against them. It's just impossible. They'll never be able to do it. And in 1994, we had the Republican Revolution, and they took both the House and the Senate for the first time, and I think
40 years.
60 years? 40 years.
40 years.
So things change. The entire, theory of political science is that things are static enough, they're stable enough, that you can make predictions based on past performance. As anyone who has listened to the ads for various schemes of getting better results from investing in the market, past performance is no guarantee of future performance. And we live in very changing times. Things are changing very rapidly, so there isn't much reason to believe that people will vote in the next election like they did in the last election or the election before that. There's just too many variables. So I think we're moving back toward a time, which wasn't that long ago, when people did not rely upon polls because it was too important to rely on the polls. And one of the things that I see with the current number of polls, I believe they're essentially trying to make public opinion by convincing conservatives or conservative-leaning independents that there's absolutely no point to vote for Trump. All is lost. Woe is me. I might as well stay home.
Yeah. Well, I was just watching. I keep seeing everybody say that Biden is way out in front. And on those moments when Biden comes out of the basement, when he starts talking, he sounds like he's having a stroke. I mean,
he has a hard time stringing together coherent thoughts.
Yeah.
And he often makes gaffes. He's been known for making gaffes his entire career. He's never been a particularly good campaigner. He managed to get his Senate seat in a safe race by winning the primary once. And he's never been really, other than in presidential primaries, been in a race where he's had much competition since then. So, and he's had two, as I understand it, two brain surgeries, and he's just, he's just old. So I don't think the Democrats can win this race if it becomes a race between President Trump and former Vice President Biden.
Right.
They have to win it some other way, which is by saying, look, we're better, we're nicer, we're on your side. Those Republicans are terrible, evil people. You have to vote against them because they're evil and nasty and terrible.
Yeah, well, that's not going to play very well.
That's what they're trying to do.
Sure, and I just don't understand why they think that's going to work. And I don't understand why they think that the polls are going to work.
Well,
they didn't work in, on the 16th.
Now, I'm going to give you
excuse me, in 2016, you know, up to 9 p.m., everybody, they were spinning the corkscrews, getting ready to pop the corks at 9 p.m. at Hillary Clinton's, at her campaign headquarters. And then they looked up at it, and when Florida fell,
right,
Hillary Clinton went into hiding. She never ever got out there and actually conceded the race.
Right.
Did she?
I just don't know that we can count on 2020 having the same dynamics as 2016. Now, I think Trump could win in a landslide, but what this election comes down to me is two competing groups. We have essentially the American people, the vast middle majority, if you want to call it that, who have been lied to and who have been abused for many years by politicians on both sides of the aisle of what I would call the progressive elite. And they have been losing their ability to shape the narrative, to determine what is a scandal, to determine what politicians are acceptable to have run for office and which are not. That's how they maintain control for about 50 years. And so, in my opinion, the Trump election was a revolution against the ruling elite, where people were just fed up with all these incredibly stupid policies that were being pushed for unlimited immigration and for allowing
the Chinese to basically steal us blind in intellectual property rights and to move the vast majority of American industrial production to China. It didn't make any geopolitical sense, even if there may have been some short-term economic benefit to some people. There was also a lot of short-term economic detriment to a lot of people. And President Trump, to his credit, could see all these things and say, why are we doing this really stupid stuff? Well, because a lot of people in the elite benefited greatly at the expense of most Americans. And so we have this revolution where people say, you know, Trump may not be a perfect guy, but at least he's talking some sense on immigration. At least he's talking some sense on industrial policy. At least he recognizes that our policy to the Chinese is insane. And so this election is about whether the elite, through their control of the media and most of academia and most of the bureaucracy, can control the narrative enough, if they can control the information flow enough to convince enough voters to vote for their guy, who may or may not be Joe Biden, because we don't know if he'll make it to the election.
That has to be the last word, Dean. That has to be the last word. We are out of here. So thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again Monday. So, never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.